Because what measure you measure out, that's what you're going to get back. So if you don't praise God and measure it out, you ain't going to get nothing. That came from the Lord. I tell you. What measure are we and they say, and I said meting because meting is to dole it out. Amen. To dole it out. So Gwen, you doled out something good. So something good comes back. Whatever you reap, he said, you're going to, whatever you, I begin to think about that. I said, Lord, I said that. He said, just yes. He said, even my grace is measured out. Hallelujah. He said, it's measured out. And I thought, wow. But it's measured out in such great, wonderful, that we can't understand it. The grace of God. We're going to read some few scriptures. Father, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Help me first. To do the right measure.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We've been really praying, God, about what we want. And it's like the brother got up and said today, if we don't do what we need to do, then we don't get what needs to be done. Am I making sense? I know I'm making sense now because of what he said. So I just want to thank you, Father. I thank you for the people who are here today. We need you more than anything. The song we sang, we really mean it. We need you more than anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I know still this is our season.
Yes.
You're going to do what you say.
Amen.
We're going to have the music we need.
Yes.
We're going to have everything we need.
Yes.
Brother or sister was saying, you put me on the spot. I'm saying this. We're going to have what we need
yes.
in this church to praise God. We're going to have what we need. Amen. I'm speaking it by faith. I declare it by faith. Somebody play that organ, them drums, and that piano. And a keyboard if you need it. I'm speaking it by faith because I want to praise God. Come on. I want to praise Him with everything we got. This ain't no time to hold back. Ain't nobody else in the world holding back, so it's time for us to get up and just give it all we got. Then I say, just give it all you got. Hallelujah. So I've been thinking, I say, God, I say, so many things have held God's people back. The jobs, your neighbors, or somebody else hold you back. But I'm telling you, this is, when that child stood up and said, some dream, I think that was spoken to you years ago. Praise the Lord. We was up on, we always had church, and we was down in Ferguson. And the Holy Spirit came on that child, I'm telling you. And she was praising God, and the Lord spoke to her. I said, Lord, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. But I tell you, God is bringing back the measure that we have measured.
Yes.
I said, He's bringing it back. You know, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Yes.
Help me to preach this thing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So let's go to Matthew 7:2. First, we're going to read some, and keep Ephesians. We're going to be in Ephesians. I want to thank the Lord for Leonard because he always tell me how he enjoyed the service. either Brother or John or somebody come up and say, well, I really need it. I thank you for that. Because we got to, I guess people wonder how preachers preach. They start on their knees. If they don't start there, then they ain't preaching. Hello. So you young people get ready because God gonna, the fire going to fall in here. Y'all get ready. Young folk dancing. I've seen this. I seen young people dancing and hitting these altars. I've seen this. I did. I saw it. I said, oh my God. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking back every time the kids come in, I'm looking.
Yeah.
It takes God. But He's shown enough able. I say He's able. And He will do. And I say He will. Amen. He will do. Hallelujah. What He said He gonna do. I thank the Lord. We go out to And we was out, I know y'all know we was out in Sparta. Just wonderful. The girls got up and sung, and it was just wonderful. I know y'all get tired. My sister back there, she gets tired. But y'all keep her encouraged.
Amen.
I know she have a lot to do, Tawana. She have a lot to do. But she's good at what she's doing. I appreciate her, having the choir. You know, so we just pray for that the Lord will keep her strong, you know, because she gets tired. And nobody knows what people go through. Ain't nobody know what nobody go through. And so we want to sing the kids. Who was singing? Who's supposed to have been singing today? I'm going to sing too. You thought I forgot, didn't you? I did. Yeah, I'm going to sing today, though. I promise. But I'm going to sing my testimony. You got it on the music side, brother. You got it. You ready? Oh, okay. He's ready. Y'all pray for me that, you know, too, also, when I minister, because, you know, this is for us. You know, I said up here, this is for us. Amen. This ain't no time for no playing. Hit it. I had forgot. I thought I had forgot to put the tape in my purse. I said, well, I can't forget. I said, I'm going to call Daddy and tell him to pick my tape up. I'm ready, brother. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. When I first begun to walk with the Lord, I didn't know how to serve Him. Yes, Lord. How He tried to make me understand that I could. Hallelujah. Though through the valley, let me afraid as I could be, till I felt His loving arms, hallelujah, comfort me, hallelujah. But I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me, enough for me. He's come through so many times that sets my mind at ease. For sure, saints, I'll stake my very life, He's gonna take care of me. Gonna take care of me, thank you, because I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. Thank you, Jesus. But how could I ever doubt a God whose hands hold the universe? He's a great God. How could I ever question His ability? One time I did. But there's no place that we can go where He doesn't know the things that trouble all of us. He's always aware of where I am or what I need. I believe Him now. After all these years, He's been so faithful. He's proven to be true. Nevermore will I doubt or question why. He'll be enough for me. Hallelujah. Oh, He's come through so many times that sets my mind at ease. For sure. Hallelujah. And I'll stake my very life. He's gonna take care of me. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, because I've been through enough to know He's enough for me. Yes, I've been through enough to know He.
enough for me, enough for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's my testimony. I sung my testimony in Detroit. And my aunt, with her precious self, I had never done a funeral. And Edwina, and she told me, said, I want you to sing that at my funeral. I don't know how long after this she died. She died. I had no idea I was doing this woman's funeral. So I go to Detroit, and just so happened I took something decent to wear. You know? So I go to Detroit and look at the obituary, and officiating was Celeste Davis. Yeah, she, that little thing, she figured I didn't want, you know, that I wasn't up to doing it. I didn't think I was good enough. I'm going to tell you something. There are many people in the ministry, especially women, who think you ain't good enough. And so what the lady we stayed with, man, I forgot the cousin we stayed with. She said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to ask God what to preach. Because I'm dead. I said, I didn't know she was going to do that. She got me there. I didn't know nothing about no funerals. And so I preached. God preached. 200 or 300 people. That she was real. She was a nurse, some big wig up in a hospital. And I mean, it was packed. Yeah, a dietitian or something. But anyway, I preached. And I sung this song. And so the organist, he sung I Won't Complain. I had never heard that. Until I heard him, he said, where did you get that song from? I said, I don't know. I picked it up somewhere. I thought it was pretty. It fit what I wanted to say. Amen. So the men got out of the church. They say, now when you go and you bury, say ashes to ashes. What is it? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't forget to say that now. And say, now you let them put a little flower up on the, I didn't know nothing. And walk before the camp. I didn't know nothing. But she fixed me good. She said, no, you're not going to be ashamed. You're going to do what God's for. And so it went, she was the first funeral, the first one I ever had a funeral for and buried. Many since later, but she was the first. And the way she did it was kind of funny, the way she did it. Praise the Lord. But I thank God. You know, God want to bring you into something. And it don't matter what the time is. I ain't going to be freaked out about the time. Ain't nothing I can do about no time. You know, I can't go back and say, well, I just, I'm not freaked out about no time. Because God is doing something now that he ain't never done. Your mind, if you're praying, is, listen, you're going to go through things you ain't never been through. You're going to see things in the Bible you never saw. You're going to get some understanding that you ain't never come back. Because God is not a person that stays in a little place and just, No, he constantly moves. And we're not in the measure of Christ yet. And so we're going to see a whole lot of things. We're going to see a whole lot of things. Come on, go with us. Don't get say, oh, it wasn't done that way. Watch out. Because when God do something, people ain't, a lot of folk ain't going to understand. They're going to say, no, they ain't under God. Why? Because they didn't do it like you thought it ought to be done. Watch out now. Praise God. I thought I'd throw that in there for you. Praise God. Matthew 7:2. Now Matthew 5:6-7 is supposed to be the sermon of Christ. The biggest of all his sermons is Matthew 5:6-7 when you read it. And so the 7th chapter of Matthew in the 2nd verse says, For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye met, whatever you dole out, whatever length or whatever you dole out, it shall be measured to you again. You want to be loved in love. Hello. You want to be treated right, then you treat right. Whatever you want to do or get back, you got to dole it out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's turn to Romans 12. I love Romans 12 because in Romans 12, I thought, oh my God, this is just wonderful. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the only thing that Jesus just doles out. I mean, really. He gives everybody a measure. I said, you got a measure from Jesus.
And here's the thing about it, beloved. You get a measure according to where you're standing. He ain't going to give you Paul's measure if you ain't nothing but a John's thing. I love that about Jesus. And if you bring forth what he's supposed to bring forth in that particular place you're in, everybody ain't going to be hundredfold. I'm clever. I'm sorry. Everybody ain't going to understand. Everybody ain't going to go on. It's up to you. It's up to me. You can have of God, as I've always preached this, whatever you want. But I tell you one thing. You can't be what people say. You got to be somebody that don't care what people say. If you ever a person that care about and it hurt you because she said something, you ain't going nowhere. I've learned that. You got to know what God has told you, and you got to get up, hallelujah, and do it. Hello. You can't be looking at other folk. So help us all, dear Jesus. Help me, Lord. Say it. To see Jesus only. You know, when Peter and them was in the boat, did you not know everybody was in that boat was clean people? People he had saved. I looked at this again. I said, good Lord. Amen. I say, but when Jesus said, when they looked over there and said, that's Jesus. And when you look over and say, that's Jesus. Don't care what nobody else is saying. You got to see. If you see Jesus, that's all you need to see. And when they saw Jesus, when he saw Jesus, all of them saw Jesus. They all saw him. And he said, well, if that's Jesus, I'm going to tell him, if he walking on the water, I'm going to walk. If it's Jesus. And when Jesus said, come, Peter didn't say, wait a minute. I preached this before. I love it. But I see it more and more every time. But I'm telling you, you got to make up your mind. You're going to get out the boat. Because you're never going to measure out nothing if you stay in the boat. Because the church is just measuring out a little stuff. But you get out the boat, you can measure what Jesus said measure. And when they went up on, y'all know he walked on the water. I guess the people said, boy, he crazy. You ever been called crazy? You've been on your job and say, that don't take all that. It don't take all. You hear people say that? It don't, you keep on praying. It don't take all that. Say, they nice people, but it don't take all of that. You don't have to go to church and do all that shouting, loud talking they do. It just don't take all of that. But the Lord say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't take you to whisper. He said, make a joyful. So if I want to, oh God, if I'm the kind of person that's loud, then don't you, hey, let me alone.
Yes.
Come on now. I ain't going to bother you if you was quiet and I think that's wonderful. Everybody themselves. But if I'm the kind of person that's loud and praising God, watch out. Amen. Amen. You got to be, that's what you have to do. You can't look. Oh my God. You can't look. And so in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse, I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man. He even dealt you a measure of faith. Yes. He dealt to every man a measure of faith. And when you going on this, what I'm telling you to do, don't get so high and mighty now and think that you're better than everybody else. Amen. But just stay humble. Yes. Say humble. Yes. Humble is the way. Humble is the way. When you see people, they not coming up. Everybody ain't going to come up. Get out of here. I've been in church all my life, and I've seen different phrases, sister. I see people go here and stop, go there and stop, and the church stop here and stop here. I've seen that. But I'm ready. I tell the Lord, no, Lord, I'm ready to go on. And I used to say, I used to stand up in the church and prophet and testify, and I said, I want to go on. So the pastor got up, he said, I don't know what Sister David talking about. She keeps saying she want to go on. I don't know, you know, what she talking about. Thought to myself, you poor thing. Amen. I want to go, and I'm looking at this Bible. I was young. I'm looking at the Word of God. I'm looking at what he said we should do. Do you know these things he said we should do? It's really commandments. I said, do you know what a disciple is? Do you know the word discipline come from disciple? It's the Woodward discipline. Do you know we got to stop saying and just keep on and saying what we going to do and never get it done? Do you know that God ain't going to keep on bothering with us? He going to move on. And then you're going to say, they ain't got it. No. Because God going to have a people. God has got a people. He told that prophet, he said, look, don't think I ain't got nobody, because I got people that ain't never bowed the bell, ain't never kissed his mouth. Don't be looking at this church. No. I've got people, praise the Lord, that love me. Yes. Yes. We're living in the last day. I pray and I beg you to get your own relationship. I beg you to get your relationship. Don't let your relationship be according to Sister Davis, Brother so-and-so. Get your own relationship. Know God for yourself. Know him for yourself. Ain't nobody can tell me about that. I've been with this man 58 years. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing about him. I don't want to hear it, because I know him probably better than his mama do. Get you something personal. Some you can say, you know, he's your God.
Yes. There you go.
Stephanie, we were coming back from down in the sea, Shelley. And she had a book. And she just stopped. She poured over that book. And she just stayed in that book reading. I said, what is she? She was reading it at the table. She was reading it somewhere else. And so we got coming back. I said, Stephanie, what did you read? I mean, she just was just pouring over. She couldn't hardly talk. She just reading that book. I said, Stephanie, what is you reading? She said, Mama, this is the strangest thing. Where did you get the book from? In the section, you said.
It's a religion section.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like
self-motivation. Yeah. This book was, well, she thought it shouldn't have been this particular book. Looked like it should not. Is that right? Did you tell me? It's kind of stuck in there. And she said, Mama, this was just stuck in the thing. And so I said, well, let me read it. Goodness gracious, let me read it. So she passed the book back to me. And there sit the memoirs of one of the greatest prophets that ever walked. And he was a booger. And she told it. Because what's done in secret and in the dark going to come to light. But you know what? I read some of it. I said, I guess she was shocked, I guess. That's what kept her in the book so long. I guess she was shocked because the kids, I used to take them to this meetings, so they knew the person's name. But what I'm trying to tell you is, it don't matter if you cast out devils. I don't care if you raise the dead. You got to serve the Lord. And if your life ain't measuring up to serving the Lord, hallelujah. And you, I'm telling you young people, because, oh yeah, but he did. You're going to see a lot of things. But the Bible say by their fruit you should know them. If they off, who are they? They ain't got no Bible. The Bible has been wrote. But some of these people live like they got a special Bible. What I'm telling you is, you keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes in the Word. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they raise the dead. The word of God is true.
Yes, it is.
I got a right to say this here. Because I believe somebody, come on. Somebody need to hear this. Keep your eyes upon the Lord.
That's right.
Keep your eyes in the word.
Yes.
Don't look at people. Because we getting ready to go through something now. And we getting ready to go through where there are going to be people that's going to be casting out devils and all this kind of stuff. And they ain't going to be more be godly than nothing.
That's right.
God showed me this through my life. Remember I told y'all something. So I remember? You said, how's that? That ain't your business. Don't you worry about what they doing. They going to have to. And so I told the Lord, I read some of the book. And I said, God, I don't want to read this. But Stephen, I went to the library and got the book again. But the book was so until the first, the middle, and the last I read. It was pitiful. It was pitiful. But I was listening to their broadcast one night. You know the Holy Ghost something is. And they said, I dreamed I was going to hell. And I told God, Lord, you can't send me to hell. And he was saying the same thing. And now this man had preached since he was a kid. What happens? I don't know. But I don't want it to happen to me, whatever it is. Man, I don't want it to happen to me. And I want to have my mind on Jesus only. When they went up, listen, when Jesus was transfigured before them men, when they was half asleep, you know, the Bible said they were. But when they woke up, they saw nobody but Jesus only. That's all they saw. And that's all Peter saw. That's why Peter could get on that water. Because Peter believed what he saw. You know, oh, thank you, that's good, Lord. We didn't come into church and somebody saw something, somebody else saw something, and you don't take the same. It don't do the same thing to you. Amen. You can do that. Praise the Lord. Just make sure that if I wasn't going to preach that, I don't know if the Holy Ghost gave me that. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Look to him. The author and finisher of your faith. Don't look to nobody in this church. Love ye one another. Fervently with a pure heart. But don't think they're going to take you nowhere. They got nowhere to put you. Because they don't know your heart. God knows the hearts of man. See, God knows what's going on. I'm going to tell you something else. Those that are over us, if they get out the word, don't you get out the word and don't make excuses for them. Don't make it. I've seen people make excuses for these men of God that's getting out. I ain't making excuses for them. If they did wrong, they did wrong. And this man goes around to churches. And I'm one of this brother I know, I said, I hope he don't ask me to let him come here. He ain't coming here. I say, God, because every time he come, people get to go doing wrong, their spirit get on him.
Yeah, that's right.
I say, you know, he great and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, he blessed people. This man, I don't know, miracles and signs and wonders and all this kind of thing. I thank the Lord. But you know, I thank God for Jesus. Yeah. I thank God for Jesus. Come on, thank God for Jesus. You got your mind that you're going to go through no matter what you see. You need to thank God for Jesus. Because he the one that do it. And let's stop. Don't make excuses for these men that get off. So this brother say, well, you know, he did something. I don't want to hear that. I didn't tell him that. I don't want to hear that. If adultery is wrong, it's done for him too. If bearing false witness is wrong, it's wrong for him too. I don't care what he done. And this man raised the dead. I mean, that man was so anointed. That man was so anointed, you go to his tent meetings. I mean, he was so anointed that when he would walk out, the anointing of God was on his life so. People would climb the tent pole. They didn't know what else to do. You remember people used to walk up walls? You heard of that stuff. I mean, these people be so anointed. I told God, I said, God, I don't know, was he into that junk then? I said, but Lord, you help him and don't let him be lost. I said, because he did, he helped a lot of people. Because the girl who wrote the book at the end, she had to say, I have to say, I have seen miracles under this man. But children, it taught me something. I didn't tell y'all the name of the book, did I? Okay, I won't. You don't need to know. What did I say now? Grace is measured. He measured us everything. But listen, whatever you give to God, he gives it back to you. But he gives it back just pressed down. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I told Brother Al, I said, we used to have a trouble with, he would never take nothing from nobody. I started to tease him. I said, give it to me, I'll tell you. Y'all want to give Al, he don't want it, give it to me, I will take it. ain't turning down no money. I'm nothing else somebody gonna give me. Amen. But you know what? God showed this to me. When you begin to do what God wants you to do, I'm not saying you're not now. Live according to that. People give to you. They give to you. You know, people just walk up to you. People walk up and say, I want you to have this. I want you to have this. What else can they give you? You know, they give you a car. That's when you're walking up right before God. Come on, children of God. You don't have to want nothing because God got, I told Al, we was talking, I said, yeah, all the sinners is my bank. They holding my stuff. Wasn't that the Bible say that?
Yes.
Did it say it?
Yeah.
They will give to you. God's got good folk. God got good people. And see, people that do this and try to make a living out, they know God's people good. They're going to get it, though. They're going to get it. But people have walked up and said, I want you to have this. And the last couple of times when I told them miracles, they said, I want you to have this. And I thought, wow. Whoa. You know. But then the Lord told me what it was all about. He was speaking to me. Talking. Here's another thing. I ain't preaching none of this word anymore. Here's another thing. Listen. When God touch you in certain ways and things you think should happen to you, go back and search it out. He be talking to you. You know, he don't always come when Elijah wanted to hear from God, he went up on a mountain, and when the rain, when the wind came, there ain't none of him. Then he went in the rain. The fire came, no, he wasn't in the fire. But a still small voice. I'm gonna tell you something. Of three things that happened to me just recently, and I didn't see it. I'm gonna teach you what God taught me. I didn't see it, what God was saying. I thought, well, you know, just something happened. You know. Then I started searching it out. And I said, well, I declare, God is talking to me. Because we're so used to being talked to certain ways. But God comes like he want to come. So listen to God. Listen to things that's maybe in your job. Something strange happens. It be God talking to you. Go and search it out. What am I saying? Okay, let me tell you a little something here. Remember I told you I had went to, Mary Martha's. That's a place we get clothes at. And I was checking out, and I hope I can remember because I didn't get it. I was checking out the store. The lady was on this side. And she looked at me, and between her two fingers like this, she said, I want you to have this. And that's what she said. I want you to have this. And she put two quarters. I said, well, thank you. I said, I don't turn down no money, honey. No. I don't care what denomination. It's kind of like that. You know what I mean? So I went home, and I said, well, this is something. And then the Holy Spirit, I came and was telling y'all about it. And she said, double portion. Called Brother Turner. He said, oh, that's a double portion. 50 guys. See, I'm 50 have some. I was looking 50, 25. I'm looking at all that. I said, wow. But before then, I had a dream. And I'm not a dreamer per se. And I was holding up a white sign. And on this sign, it had a great big Y-O-M. Now, studying in the Jewish faith, I know Yom Kippur. But Yom means day. And it had a blue, it was like, you know, you took a paintbrush and go around the end, you know, like you got a letter, you trim it. It was trimmed in blue. And I said, wow. And so I wrote it down. The blue is a divine visitation. Okay, y'all sit there and look at me. It was a day, it's going to be a day of a divine visitation. And that 50 cent means hallelujah, glory be to God. That he's going to give us the gifts of the Spirit. He's going to give us a double portion.
Yes.
Okay, I goes to Tammy's to get some flowers. This gentleman was in a truck. Now dig this now. Ernest know he know the parking lot. The parking lot is small. He pulls in to the parking. He pulls in. That means that he's on this outside right here, right? I drives my car up, ain't thought nothing about it. Couldn't even say. He said, "Yeah, we out. Me and my son, and me, we out having a good time. Me and my grandson. Blah 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 blah." And so we started talking about. Then we all of a sudden switched over. We talking about the Lord. He said, "Well, praise the Lord, sister, so. Well, praise the Lord, so. So I said, "Well, I guess you're waiting." And I went on up to get my flowers. I came back, and he looked at me. He said, "I want to give you this." Now, if my car had not been that way, he would have been on the other side. And when I thought about it, I said, "Lord, you know you something else." He dropped a 20. When I got home, 20 is expectation for a move of God. Woo! I didn't need no 20. I didn't need nothing because I keep a pocket full of money. Because I believe God wants us to have a pocket full of money. Hallelujah, because you might need some for your gas, and I can give you some gas money sometime. Don't you come up here and ask me for nothing. But hallelujah, I don't believe it. The Lord said, praise the Lord, and he will bless me. And I believe in being blessed. Praise the Lord. I said, I believe in being blessed. Hallelujah. God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. But listen, start to meddle out some praises. When you come to the church, come on and just give him some praise. Don't let the church, the girl up say, "All right, now let's praise him." Come on, clap your hands. Come on. Hallelujah. Get some down in you where you can come to church and praise God. Ain't that right? When you went to the bar, you didn't nobody have to tell you. They turned that music on, you was gone, buddy. Couldn't about to sit you down. Amen. And wherever else you go, you give it all you got, don't you? Give it all you got. But when it comes to church, I don't get it. I don't. This, you know, we can't do nothing. We just, you know, oh God, we can't do nothing. Praise the Lord. Whatever you want to met out is what, and whatever measure. I said, whatever measure. If you stingy, God going to give you stingy back. Hello. Yes, sir. If you're ready to give when God say give, and he knows your heart, he asks you for $1,000, you pluck and say, "Yeah, Lord, it's yours anyway." Pluck it down. Then, when you need something big, or we call it big because it ain't big now, but he'll give it to you. You might need a move of God. And the thing he asks you for may be the very measure that will move what you need from God. So when he asks you for a measure, give what he asks you. And if you do it, he will bless you. I know this sister coming, she's come up and she said, and I started noticing it. And she said, "Sister, I want to give you this." And everybody say that. "I want to give this to you." I like that. She said, "I just feel led to give this to you." I said, "Thank you. God bless you." I've had lots of people do that. But I didn't understand it. I was telling her, I said, "Al, I believe that's when God blessing you. He going into our bank. We got that just talking together." Yeah, because, you know, that's your bank. And they going into the bank and getting it. You ain't got no bank. You better get your bank. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think I got one more scripture. I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Ephesians 4. Let's read the 13th verse of Ephesians. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, see, I've got Ephesians 4 and 7 first. Oh, now, grace is given. I want to really mention that. It's given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I mean, that measure that grace gives is out of all measures because it's beyond. It's just beyond. The grace that God gives, because now he said, on down, he gave us prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, hallelujah, to bring us into perfection, that we can have the measure of Christ that we're supposed to have. I didn't see that. The measure that he gave to these men and women of God, the measure that he gave will bring us into the measure of Christ.
So when we stand up here, we're supposed to be whatever I'm supposed to be doing. It's supposed to help you in some place in your life. So, and then the next one come behind me, he build you up some more somewhere. Praise the Lord, until we come into the measure of Jesus Christ. Because we are supposed to be Christians like Christ. And our ministry should be the same. Because they say then we won't be children. Tossed to and fro, don't know what to do. Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slay of men. Men just, you know, get you going. And cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Girl, there's people out there laying in wait to deceive the church. I've had people that I've known, I've been in this thing a long time. And I've seen some of everything, believe me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he said that we may grow in him. And hallelujah. He's the head that we may grow in him. So you should be praying, hallelujah, that God would give you what you need because it's for the edifying of what? It's edifying. You don't want to just come to church all the time and not love. When you love people, you're praying for God to give you a gift. He said to pray for prophecy. So I started praying, Lord, help me to pray, but help me, Lord. I've prophesied before, but Lord, help me. And I'm beginning to see. You understand? God opens your eyes. If you keep serving God, he will open your eyes. Well, we've been asleep. He will open our eyes. The church been asleep. I was walking through the house the other day, and the Lord said to me, and I ain't going to preach this now, but I may preach it one day. He said the church is being brainwashed. I had never heard it. Then I went online, and somebody was saying, I said, wow. Some preacher was almost preaching. I said, goodness, Lord. You know what brainwash is? Deceiving. When it's something over and over and over. Children, don't let your children be brainwashed. The TV will brainwash them. These things that they call these demons and things, all these things turning into something, is brainwashing them. And when you see this stuff over and over and over, it gets down in your spirit. It starts here and drifts right on down. I'm leaving a lot with you. Now you pick out what you want off the table. Today we got a course of everything. And you pick off. You pick off what you want, what you need. I told God, I don't want to be brainwashed. I don't want to be brainwashed. And a lot of times you sit up and you look at television and all these filthy commercials come on. I say, this devil think he's smart. And always something sexual. Trying to brainwash us. Trying to take, he's vying for our minds. Then sister sent me something, I don't know if you read it, about this technology guy now look like a little mosquito fly. A brother came on last night and said almost the same thing. About the technology that they're doing. Where they're going to take over whole towns. Well, you listen. Al, you say his mother, they didn't understand his mother, but the Lord gave her insight. She said that chiefly somebody was on the television looking at him. Now, people, you tell people that they think you crazy. And I say they think you crazy. But do you know, you ride down the street, help me to quit, Lord. You ride down the street, cameras everywhere. Hallelujah. They know in the stores, in the elevators, everywhere. I stopped trying on clothes because, you know, I said, shoot, they got cameras in here too. I don't tell them. I said, I ain't going in there. I don't like to go to the restroom because I said, they got cameras in there too. I know they got cameras inside of the elevators because they wouldn't have saw that boy whooping that girl if they hadn't. So Brick Brother is watching you. Listen, I read many deals, and I'm going to let you go. A long time ago, I don't know how long it's been, but that they had invented something, some kind of sound to take your mind. To take your mind. Now Jesus said, except the days will be shortened, no flesh would be saved. He didn't say, he said, no flesh.
I believe what Jesus said. I pray every night. I'm like, going, Lord, don't let nobody take my man. Jesus is the only one that can keep you. Man ain't got the answer for everything, children of God. He can help us a little bit, but we better start depending upon Jesus. Because man ain't got it all. Amen. And a lot of times, you don't know, you don't know what they're giving you. I know my daughter, she's not here today, Brenda. They saw, when the school, they saw a spot on her lungs, not a spot, but where a spot had been in it, and it was healed. So now I didn't know nothing. I was dumb, but I prayed a lot. And they said, we want to give your daughter an x-ray every year. I said, no. You ain't going to tell me that light going in your body ain't hurting you some kind of way. I said, no. You can't give her no. They thought I was crazy. I didn't care. Then she said she ain't sitting today, but she's sitting. I didn't let them give because somehow I knew. Now, this was years ago. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. He will let you know. You don't have to know. You don't have to read everything. You don't have to know. He'll let you know. Yes, he did, because I didn't know nothing about nothing like that. I said, no, I'm not going to let you put that light in her body every year. I just ain't going to let it be done. I'm telling you this to tell you this. Trust God. I'm not trying to tell you about it. So trust God. Ask him to keep your man. And you try to shun all the evil you can. You know, I told you, me and Dad, I like to look at the building houses. I don't know why I like to look at that. I got to quit that. I like to see them tear down a house and put it back in together. To me, that got some kind of spiritual. And how they do it, I just like to see it. But then here come a commercial with some junk and junky junk. So you got to go flipping and flipping. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I just go get me a tape or something. You know, hallelujah. I said, Lord, this ain't nothing but the devil. You know, the enemy ain't sitting back. Listen, the enemy in a hurry. He ain't got much time. He in a hurry. I said, he's in a hurry. Because he know he ain't got much time. Make your mind up today. I want this. I want what I see. It's down here. I want it. Now, we ain't got it yet, but the Lord would want to give it to us. Stand on your feet. I hope I helped somebody today. I don't know what that is down there. It's leaves. Well, leaves in the church. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for Brother John. I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I wouldn't want you to come and lose a gift. I want you to use it. But I thought today, I said, well, God, when he uses it, somebody going to do something. You may not know of anybody in the church that interprets, but you never know. You never know. Amen. You never know what God is going to do. Amen. We got people that God, they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But I'm praying. What y'all praying for? Now, we studied Friday night. What is the best gift? Prophecy. What is the best gift? Prophecy. All right. Yes. That's the best gift. To edify the church. So we all praying now for the gift of prophecy. Yeah, so you pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Let it not be, Lord, that this man has come to this place, yes, in this assembly, yes, Lord, and lose what you give him. Yes, Lord, but you let him keep this. Yes, Lord. Let him pray about it. Yes, in Jesus' name, God. And when he feel, Lord, to get up, it'll be time. Yes, because you're never out of time. Yes. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Don't be afraid, said the Lord, to get up and speak. For then I have prepared someone to do and interpret what I give you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I said, don't be afraid. Anybody else got a laden gift that they ain't been able to use? Some laden. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know sometimes Sister Gerda, she is a scripture. See, we think prophecy is going off into some erratic. No. It's speaking by the mouth of God. Amen. When the Lord gives you something to speak, give it to us. And sometimes it ain't nothing but a scripture.
That's right.
It's scripture that said at the right time, it blesses. It helps. I'm praying for all of us in this church. Jesus. That fear would leave us. Jesus. Everybody. Yes. I don't want fear to be here. Because we're just a family. Yes. And if you mess up, so what? He said, try the spirit.
Right.
He said, try. You're not in a great big old 2,000 church. Well, you would be. You're not there. Not yet.
Amen.
You're in a place where we can use our gifts. You know, we can try. We can stand up now and practice. Because these things have to be. They do. You don't just come. You practice. Given, but I know you practice enough. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who else feel like there's a latent gift in you that you want to use? Something laying there that, you know, praise the Lord, that you know God. D, I'm going to pray for you. Come on. That God will give you interpretation. Because you said that you felt that. Okay, you hear it. Yeah. God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Give her the gift of interpretation.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Lord tell us, by the laying on the hands of the presbytery, in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
I impart unto you this gift.
Yes, Lord.
Through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else got something that's laying around?
Jesus.
That you feel you want to do for God? Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Jesus.
Okay, I pray for you after service, babe. What? Come here. Come here, girl. What was that you told us Friday night?
It was gifts of healing. And I want an interpretation of tongues.
You want an interpretation of tongues? You want it? Well, he said ask.
Yes.
That's what he said, didn't he?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Watch out now. Now, here's the thing. All these gifts are supernatural.
Right.
And you can't say, well, I ain't going to speak because I don't know what I'm saying. You ain't supposed to know what you're saying. It's a supernatural thing. And I think God demonstrated it Friday night when Brother Allie has the gift, I guess, of interpretation. And this lady had the most beautiful Indian. That was an Indian tongue, I believe. Praise the Lord. But he interpreted it. Amen. He went through what we're going through. Everybody goes through this. You know, wonder if I'm going to say it. Wonder if it's me. But it ain't you no more. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. Now you stand up and you say, it's Christ in me.
It's Christ in me.
The hope of glory.
Hope of glory.
And he's going to... Oh, my God. We got, now, that's two interpreters, right?
Uh-huh.
Get ready. Praise the Lord. Two interpreters. In Jesus' name. I ask it in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe he will give it to you if you ask. Praise if you ask. Yes, God. Ask me. It's all. You act like God. We act like God ain't got nothing. Anybody would want a gift of the Spirit. And we pray. And you want a gift of the Spirit.